Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something properly useful for jungle and darker DNB, a jungle base wobble stretch in Ableton Lev 12. The idea is simple, but the result can get seriously characterful. We're going to start with a base phrase that wobbles in a recognizable way, print it to Audino, then stretch, slice, and reshape it into something more unstable, more organic, and a lot more alive. Why this works in DNB is because straight MIDI wobble can sound too neat. It can feel programmed in a way that doesn't quite breathe with the break. Resampling changes that. You capture the grit of the processing, then you turn that printed audio into a new phrase. Suddenly the bass feels like a performance, not just a pattern. So let's start with the source. Build a short bass idea, usually one or two bars, and keep it simple. Don't try to write the final phrase straight away. A good starting point is a root note with one or two movement notes, maybe an octave poke, something that already has a rhythmic pulse. You can do this with Waveditable or Operator in Ableton. Then add Auto Filter for movement, Saturator for weight, and maybe a little drum bus if you want more edge. The important thing here is harmonic content. You do not want a super clean, glossy patch. You want a bass sound that already has enough mid-range information to survive resampling and stretching. A good target is a wobble rate that feels like it lives around 1/8 or 1/16 movement, with moderate saturation, and a filter that gives the phrase some contour without turning it into mush. What to listen for here is whether the bass already has a pulse. If it feels flat in MIDI, it will usually feel flat after printing too. And if the low end is too huge and too clean at this stage, the stretch process can expose every weakness fast. Now, before you print anything, separate the job of the sub from the job of the character. This is one of the biggest wins in DNB production. Keep a clean sub on its own track if you can. A simple sine or near sine from Operator works great. No stereo nonsense, no movement, no drama. Then let the resampled layer carry the wobble, the grime, and the attitude. That separation is important because in DNB the kick and snare need a stable anchor. If the bass is doing too much below about 100 to 120 Hz, the drop starts losing punch and the mono image can get blurry. So let the sub be boring. Let the mids misbehave. Now shape the bass with resampling in mind. Add enough saturation to give it some bite. Maybe a gentle EQ cut if it's boxy around 200 to 400 Hz, and if needed a little bell boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, so it still speaks after stretching. You're aiming for something that has a clear envelope and a clear contour once it becomes audio. Then print it, record or bounce the bass to audio, ideally in a musical context with the break already playing or at least with the same rhythmic feel. Capture 1, 2, or 4 bars. Give yourself enough space to edit later. And if the printed version already sounds strong, stop and respect that. Don't overwork it just because you can. Sometimes the best move is to commit and move on. A really good habit here is to duplicate the original MIDI first. Then name your audio clearly. Something like bass wobble print 2B. That sounds basic, but it saves you from losing momentum later. Now comes the heart of the technique, stretching the printed audio into a new phrase. In Ableton Live 12, use the audio clip tools to change the phrasing, not just the tempo. You can do a lighter stretch if you want something tight and roller-friendly, or heavier stretch if you want that darker, more damaged jungle feel. My favorite approach is usually to keep the core attack fairly intact, then stretch the tail so it drags a little across the bar line. That gives you tension without destroying the groove. What to listen for is whether the tail still feels controlled. If the low end starts flapping around or the phrase stops feeling like it's walking, you've stretched too far. You want warped, not broken. There's a sweet spot where the audio starts to feel alive, but the bass still has intent. From there, slice the audio into a playable phrase. This is where it gets really useful in a jungle arrangement. A long continuous bass line often works less well than a call and response shape. So try cutting the phrase so one hit lands early, another hangs over the snare, and maybe the last note leaves a little gap before the loop resets. That kind of editing gives the bass a more broken, more human feel. It stops sounding like a static synth loop and starts behaving like an edited break element. That's exactly the kind of energy that sits well under jungle drums. Now process the printed audio as audio. This is where the resampling approach really shines, because you are shaping a performance capture instead of trying to program every detail from scratch. A solid chain here is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and maybe a limiter if you need it. If there is unusable rumble, high pass very gently below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. Add a little more drive if the bass needs thicker harmonics. Use drum bus slightly so you get attitude without fogging up the low mids. And if the bass is fighting the kick, try a small cut around 50 to 80 Hz or tame the 180 to 300 Hz area. You can also go in a more menacing direction with auto filter, redux, and a very light touch of echo if you want a dark smear. Just keep it restrained. The goal is texture, not constant digital fuzz. What to listen for now is how the bass behaves against the drums. Don't audition it in solo for too long. Put the break back in immediately. In DNB, the bass should leave the snare room to crack. Avoid masking the ghost notes, and keep the kick front edge readable. If the snare loses impact, the bass tail is probably too long in the low mid zone. If the break disappears, the bass is probably too loud or too dense in the upper mids. And if the drop feels smaller when the bass comes in, check the mono image and the low end stability. That mono check matters a lot. Keep the sub centered and solid. If the audio gets hollow in mono, reduce width and leave the unstable movement in the mids only. A really strong move is to use the same bass identity across the arrangement, but evolve the details every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the intro is filtered and mostly mid-range texture. Then the first drop opens up into the full printed phrase. Then later you remove one repeat, stretch a tail longer, or change the last note into a darker interval. You are not rewriting the whole idea every time. You are changing one thing at a time, and that is what keeps the track composed and DJ friendly. Another small but powerful trick is timing. If one bass hit lands a few milliseconds late, the whole phrase can feel heavier and more human. Don't randomize everything. Just move one answer note or tail slightly back against the break. That little offset can add a lot of menace. And here's an important reminder. Treat the resampled bass like a performance capture. If the printed audio already has attitude, stop trying to polish every edge out of it. In this style, commitment is part of the sound. The accidental roughness is often what makes the phrase feel alive. A good quality control habit is to listen at 3 levels: quiet, normal, and almost too loud. At low volume, you hear whether the phrase shape is actually readable. At higher volume, you hear whether the low mids are crowding the drum pocket. That balance is everything in jungle and DNB. So if you want a simple workflow from here, think like this. Build a usable wobble, print it, stretch it, slice it, process it lightly, and check it against the break every step of the way. Keep the low end stable. Keep the mids dangerous. Let the snare stay in charge. That's the core of the method. For a quick practice run, try this. Build a 2-bar jungle bass wobble stretch using only stock Ableton devices. Keep a separate clean sub. Make one cleaner version and one darker version, then place the break underneath and edit the bass so it changes at the end of the phrase. If you can hear the snare clearly, if the bass stays solid in mono, and if the phrase feels more interesting after resampling than before, you've got it. And if you want to push it further, take the homework challenge. Build a 4-bar bass phrase that evolves from a clean wobble into a more unstable resampled version, with exactly 2 printed audio versions, one cleaner and one more damaged. Let the first version hold the groove, let the second version add the grime and make sure the arrangement changes on bar 4. That is a very readal jungle move. So to recap, start with a simple wobble source. Separate the sub from the character if you can. Print the bass to audio, stretch it into a new rhythmic shape, slice it into a phrase, process it as audio, and keep checking it against the break. If the result feels tight in the low end, gritty in the mids, and rhythmic enough to lock with the drums without smearing the snare, you're in the zone. Now go build the print, stretch it, and make it misbehave just enough. That's where the jungle lives.